I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Opinion polls can often track trends and forecast change. We've spoken to a partner working in South Asia who's telling us that the latest political polls are actually good news for Christians. And necessity is the mother of invention, which proved true for lessons on creation in the Middle East. We'll explain it all over the next 5 minutes. And we'll start today with a look at the persecution of Christians at the hands of India's Hindu nationalists, which is at its highest level in 7 decades. However, Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says that could be changing with a national election in the works this spring. Now, the BJP, the ruling party, appears to be losing its grip on power. A stinging defeat in December's regional polls cost them 3 states.
For the first time, they were polled as not having a clear majority in the parliament in the opinion polls, and this has continued to slip in the month of January.
What it means is that people don't believe the BJP policies are working.
It actually has slipped to the point that if the other national and regional parties got together in a coalition government, they would have a majority over the BJP.
Which means it's an encouraging situation.
Just look at how the persecution of Christians and the difficulties of operating as a Christian ministry have increased over these last 4.5 years, that we would love to have a government in there that is more favorable to the Christians, or at least neutral.
And prayer plays a huge role in the weeks ahead.
We just need prayer for those Christian workers, that they can be strong in their faith and that they can stand up for their rights, constitutional rights in India, and be a voice for the gospel throughout all of this.
Next, Heart for Lebanon is leading people from despair to hope through Christ's love. Heart for Lebanon's Bekaa Ministry Coordinator, Bashir, says,
through the educational program, the impact is not just on the students. The impact is on their parents as well. Because at the school, we are teaching them, and we see that their mentality is changing. Because they came at the beginning with hatred in their hearts. They came with their anger. Now we're telling them that forgiveness is the best solution.
These kids' hearts are changing as they learn about God and His Word. And the parents are noticing, and it's drawing them even closer to God.
He said, without me, you cannot do anything. And he said also, the harvest is plentiful. We see clearly that the harvest in Lebanon is plentiful. And this is why we are working. We want to harvest, and we want Him to be using us to harvest.
So pray with us for Heart for Lebanon's work, and ask God to heal the brokenhearted and bring them into a relationship with Him. More details can be found at missionnews.org. And we'll close with another story from a partner in Lebanon. When life is challenging, often the last ones reached are kids. Yet Pierre Hosni of Horizons International explains that's starting to change.
And a lot of people have been discussing the 4-14 window, which is that the age range of 4 years old to 14 years old is the window when most people globally come to Christ. So realizing that opportunity.
More literature is being developed, but in general, there's very little written to serve the needs of the underprivileged Muslim children like the ones Horizons serves. So the leaders at Horizons Kids developed their own curriculum on creation specifically for these kids. And it's sinking in. Kids are memorizing scripture and songs and sharing them with their families.
So the refugee parents will hear all these songs and these Bible verses that their kids, and a lot of the parents are just saying, wow, there's a light in our kids that's different than what we've been experiencing in this kind of dark, depressing time in our lives since we lost our homes in Syria or whatever. And it's just bringing that light of the Bible into the families by way of the kids experiencing it in many different ways.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.